On to our final story, the Israeli military admits to have been surprised by the abilities of Palestinian resistance fighters during its recent war on the Gaza Strip. Top Israeli military official says that he is impressed by the training of Palestinian resistance fighters from Hamas and the Islamic Jihad groups. He also spoke highly of the Palestinian resistance fighters, specifically for their amphibious commando-style raids on Israeli shores during the offensive. The official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, made the remarks in a briefing in Tel Aviv. He's further emphasized that the Israeli military underestimated the tenacity of Gaza's resistance fighters. The official says that Israel did not expect the 50-day offensive, which left over 2,000 Palestinians dead and thousands more injured, to last that long. Hani Elbasuz, professor at the Islamic University of Gaza, joins us from the Gaza Strip. Hani Elbasuz, based on that assessment, I'm thinking that Israel would think twice about attacking the Gaza Strip.
Of course, what happened for the past weeks when the Israeli army launched a war on the Gaza Strip, they underestimated the ability of Hamas and the Islamic Jihad. They were thinking that a few days' time they will end the resistance in the Gaza Strip and they will not allow Hamas to fight again against the Israeli side. They were thinking that Hamas is just a Palestinian faction who could fight for a few days and then will give up. The surprise was for the Israeli army and the Israeli cabinet, the Hamas and other Palestinian factions like Islamic Jihad resisted the occupation for more than 50 days. And they used all kind of techniques, like, for example, the military operations were done by the Hamas fighters. Special force from Hamas were killing Israeli soldiers on the border of the Gaza Strip, using all kind of capabilities, launching long-range missiles from the Gaza Strip to the Israeli side and using kind of weapons which never been used in the Gaza Strip with the Israeli army. In addition to all of this, Hamas has kept for 50 days resisting the occupation and fighting all the time for 50 days with all balance and capabilities in which the Israeli army could not even think how to end this war. So this is why the Israeli army went for negotiations to have a ceasefire. I think now it's going to be more difficult for the Israeli army to think to invade Gaza Strip or to launch any new war in the Gaza Strip.
Right.
It's going to be difficult for them to do so because they understand how capable is Hamas and other Palestinian factions in the Gaza Strip and how they can respond to the Israeli side. And don't forget what happens on the border of the Gaza Strip, in which 1 million Israeli settlers have moved, evacuated their homes where they resided next to the Gaza Strip. They fled to the northern side of the Israeli side. So this is because of the Palestinian factions and resistance like Hamas who are launching rockets from Gaza on the Israeli side. So the Israeli army would think many times before they could launch any new war in the Gaza Strip.
Very well. Thank you very much for that, Professor of the Islamic University of Gaza, Hani Elbasuz.